It's all come down to this. And by this, I mean this edition of Overreaction Monday. Brought to you by Game Time Tickets. Right now, all our users get $100 off when you buy a big game ticket with code VEGAS100. That's $100 off of big game tickets. Go to Game Time Tickets. Get that app on your phone right away and have some fun. You ready, sir?
Rich, let's go.
It is that time.
Let's do it.
By that time, I mean only one game left. That's sad. Are you going through some sort of like depression where, you know, you're excited for the week, but you know once it's over, it's, you know, we don't have a game.
7 months. 7 months without regular season NFL football between the end of the Super Bowl until the start of the 2024 year. It is kind of depressing. Look, I know there's spring football. I know there's lots of other sports that go on.
Yeah.
But football. Come on.
Well, I mean, that's just games. Ugh. Just so anyone is aware, before we start our Super Bowl edition of Overreaction Monday, Super Bowl week in Vegas edition.
I was already
edition.
Looking at who's Hard Knocks eligible. That's how much I'm looking forward to next year
sad.
Already.
That's sad. It's almost as sad as TJ talking on our regular flagship show about driving around behind the airport.
I mean, it's where he lives. So I know like, come on.
At any rate. But I just want to let everyone know before we start our Super Bowl week edition of Overreaction Monday, before we head off to Las Vegas for our week's worth of shows, that this podcast is still going to go on during the non-playing months.
As it should.
Yes.
We have a hit, Rich.
We're going to
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to do it at least twice a month, starting later this month, where... I mean, there's combine stuff to overreact to. There's free agency stuff to overreact to.
Oh, yeah.
There's draft stuff to overreact to.
No doubt.
There's mini camp stuff to overreact to.
No doubt.
There's stuff to overreact to when we find out who's doing Hard Knocks. Bottom line is, if there's something to overreact to, we're going to show up on a Monday and overreact to it.
We're the points for you.
We are that. Okay, it's time for a Super Bowl week edition of Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday. Yes. Are you ready, Chris Brockman?
Rich, so here's what we're doing. Just to give you a quick little layout, I got five kind of like game predictions of things we might happen.
Right.
And then I got three kind of off-season stuff.
Okay.
All right?
To quote Larry David?
Go. Okay. So glad Curb is back.
Okay.
Oh, I needed it last night. All right, here we go, Rich.
Yes.
The Super Bowl. It's all about Mahomes. It's all about Purdy. Guess what? Super Bowl MVP will be a non-quarterback.
I think that's crazy. It's so rare that it's a non-quarterback.
Rich,
what
actually,
was the last one?
It's not.
What do you mean?
I looked it up last night.
Wait a second. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. You did research?
Post-Curb. Post-True Detective. Post-Curb. Laying in bed. Doing some research. You know, there have been 27 non-quarterbacks under the 57?
Okay.
That's a lot.
For Super Bowl MVP.
For Super Bowl MVP.
What was the last one? Edelman?
43%.
Edelman was the last one? Was Edelman the last one?
Was Edelman the last one? I think so. Four of the last 10 have been non-quarterbacks. So look, it happens about 40% of the time. I think we're due for a big game from somebody else. There's a lot of X factors in this game.
If it's not Mahomes,
it literally could be
anyone.
Hold
on a second. If it's not Mahomes, if the Chiefs win and it's not Mahomes, why is it? Because Kelsey won. So if Kelsey had the same game
in the
AFC Championship game in the Super Bowl with 11 targets, 11 catches.
Say it's 21-17 Chiefs. Kelsey has both touchdowns.
Yes.
20-17 Chiefs win.
He would get instead of Mahomes?
Yeah. What if Mahomes has 180 and two touchdowns, but they're both to Kelsey? And he's got 10 for 103.
So Mahomes doesn't line it up except to Kelsey.
Right. Same thing happened when Edelman won the Super Bowl against the Rams.
Right.
Brady didn't light it up, but he lit it up to Edelman. Gronk had the big catch. Sonny Michel the touchdown, but Edelman was MVP. Same situation.
Okay. I still think that's an overreaction.
What about a defensive touchdown? Malcolm Smith.
Oh, get
out
of here. Get out of here.
He was Super Bowl MVP.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Are you kidding me? Nick Bosa, two sacks, forced fumble.
I got it.
Maybe scores.
I got it. I understand. This is an overreaction. It's either Mahomes or it's Purdy. Get out of here with this noise. Or what is it? McCaffrey? You say McCaffrey?
Well,
Let's sound it out. My initial reaction is this is an overreaction. You know, will be the Super Bowl MVP will be a non-quarterback.
What about Debo? Debo goes nuts. Or Brock Purdy, 49ers win. Brock Purdy doesn't exactly light it up. Debo has the big play in the game. Brandon Ayuk.
Similar to Hines Ward.
Catches as a 70-yard touchdown.
Yeah. Purdy has a Big Ben type game.
That's what I'm saying.
I still think it's an overreaction. I still think it's going to be a quarterback-driven
Rich, Big
award.
Ben led the comeback through the pass.
I do.
You know who was MVP?
Dude,
Santonio Holmes.
I still don't understand that. I think it was just still a very anti-Big Ben vote.
Okay.
Because he was going through, you know, because of all that off-the-field stuff.
Sure, I get
that
it.
That they just couldn't pull the trigger on Big Ben being the MVP of the biggest game.
I think this year, more than ever.
By the way, just let me just say this. Big Ben's throws to Santonio Holmes were superb. That entire final drive, four catches to Santonio Holmes.
Totally agree.
I mean, it's not like he just, like, threw behind the line of scrimmage and Santonio Holmes ran for 30 yards or 40 yards.
And in any other Super Bowl, quarterback makes those plays, leads that drive.
I'm with
you. He's the MVP.
I'm
just saying, Rich, this year, more than anyone that I can really remember, so many other players than the quarterbacks are important and keys to a victory. I think we see it on Sunday.
Let me just say, this is an overreaction. The one thing I'm maybe overreacting to more is the fact you did research.
America starts the day with America in the Morning. Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather. Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
In New York, I'm Sue Aller.
I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Clayton Neville.
I'm Kevin Carr.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
On the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast, co-host David Green and Rob Abasolo interview real estate investors and entrepreneurs about successes, failures, and hard-earned lessons. Joined by author Dave Meyer.
Who wrote a book?
I did write a book.
It seems like you're coming out with a book every 4 minutes.
You're one to talk. You've released 2 books this year. I've done half as many as you.
It is more about strategy than it is about just finding whatever the new buzzword happens to be.
Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All it took was 18 regular season weeks and a full month of playoffs.
Well, Rich, it's a big game.
I understand.
There's only one left.
Way to bring it, Chris.
There's only one left.
Way to bring it, man.
You're going to love this one,
Rich.
I'm
real proud of you.
Hey, you know what? I think the quarterbacks aren't going to do too well. I think there's going to be more rushing touchdowns than passing touchdowns on Sunday.
Dude, this is like bold predictions.
I mean, that's kind of what we're doing.
More rushing touchdowns than passing. Okay.
You could run on both. The Chiefs D, sneaky awesome, obviously. You can run on them. The Bills were running up and down on them and before they abandoned it.
All right, I'll buy this one.
Ravens only ran 6 times. What were they doing?
I'm going to buy this one. Ooh. I'll say this is not an overreaction. I could see what I'm picking out what you're putting down, which is, by the way, Pacheco has been spectacular.
In the playoffs.
He has been absolutely spectacular for the Chiefs. And how about the kid, 7th round out of Rutgers, making the Super Bowl his first 2 years? Coming out of Rutgers,
he's like,
he makes the Super Bowl.
I thought this game was supposed to be hard.
By the way, and if he scores another, I got to look up those stats on Pacheco right there. There's some impressive stuff with him. And then obviously there's Christian McCaffrey. So,
yeah.
Okay, I'll buy this one.
Okay.
That's not an overreaction. Because you're taking a look at how vulnerable the Chiefs might be to running, having been run on. The Ravens mystified. That's going to be one of the biggest head scratches of the entire postseason, is that the Ravens had 6 called runs to their running backs in a game in which they were down by no more than 14 points at one point. No, actually, it wasn't. They were down by 7. That's it. 10 at the most.
They didn't need to throw it like that.
They didn't. So
frustrating.
I'll buy that, Chris.
I'll look back and wonder what if.
I will buy that.
You're going to buy that one. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about this one?
Okay.
One of the quarterbacks will throw multiple interceptions in the game. Now, I looked this up too, Rich. Part of the research I was doing. Hold Patrick Mahomes.
I can't compute this. I mean,
I don't want to overreact for the biggest game.
So you looked this up.
I looked this up.
What did you look up,
Patrick
Chris?
Mahomes is so awesome in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
In 2 of the 3 Super Bowls, he's thrown two interceptions.
He hasn't played clean games in the Super Bowl.
And you watch 49ers games this year. Brock Purdy has thrown more interceptions that have been dropped than any quarterback in NFL history.
Correct.
Somebody's getting 2 on one of these guys on Sunday.
So, okay. Are these just, hold on a second. I'm kind of,
No.
I'm kind of whatever second, you're saying, no, whatever no, no, you're thinking.
I know what I'm thinking. You no. know, and you know what I'm thinking.
I know what you're thinking.
Are these props? Like, are you using Overreaction Monday to try and figure out what you're going to lay your hard-earned Rich Eisen show, Rich Eisen production dollars on? Are you using this podcast as a potential Rich. Through line to talk wagering? Is that what's happening right now?
Sports gambling is not legal in the state of California.
Is this something you can wager on?
Oh, you wager on all this stuff.
Really?
Rich, wait till I give you my prop sheet on Friday.
Hold on a second. So you can say, you can, so what are the odds on these guys throwing multiple interceptions?
Well, I was checking that one of the most bet props is Brock Purdy to throw at least one. So you can, you know.
Well, I mean, what do you got to, you got to
up that to two for a little more, you know, back your way.
How much? So you put down five, let's say you put down $5 on that.
On Brock Purdy to throw a pick?
What is it? What is that? We get, does it get you 50
like,
cents?
Nah, like $4.
50 cents?
$4 back. Something like
really?
That.
Yeah. All right. One of the quarterbacks will throw him.
Two.
No. You know,
we'll throw two.
No,
Utah,
no.
Give me two.
No, I don't think so. I think this is going to be a clean game from both. I think it's clean game from both. I think it's a clean game from both. And how dare you? I'll call this an overreaction
there. All right, Rich Eisen.
My God. All right. This is a propapalooza, I think this is right now. I finally, it's dawned on me.
Rich, do you know what
No wonder you're doing research. You're trying to make money off of this. What the hell?
Rich, you don't go to Vegas.
Felly's laughing over there. I can hear him laughing.
Rich, do you know what?
Like, he's like laughing at the light. The light bulb just went on, right?
It took you three, though, before you figured it out.
Okay.
Rich, do you know what the Super Bowl record is for single game receptions?
No, what is it?
It happened 7 years ago today. James White, 14.
Okay.
Travis Kelce is going to set the Super Bowl record for single game receptions.
No way.
Rich,
no
way. Do you know?
So you think Travis Kelce is going to get 15?
Do you know? How many did he have just last week?
11.
11 for 11. Caught them all.
Correct.
He's going to have a huge game for the Chiefs to win. Rich, do you know? In his over 150 games played in the regular season,
yes,
Travis Kelce has only caught 10 or more passes 10 times. But in the playoffs,
he kills it.
6 out of 21. I think Kelce's going to have a huge game. Why? It sticks with the season-long narrative. This is all about the Chiefs. It's all about Travis Kelce. It's all about his relationship with Taylor Swift.
No,
Kelce,
that means,
huge game.
That means if... Here, you're. I'm seeing you're weaving this whole thing. You know, if he has any double-digit receptions...
It's going to be 13.
13. It's going to be 13. Oh, yeah.
That's possible.
And if he does have... By the way, if this happens, then he's the MVP of the game.
I think so.
I said...
Great
for
odds
the Super
on
Bowl,
that.
For the Super Bowl Great in Tampa, against Tampa, at the on the pregame show... I was asked who's the MVP of the game, and I just didn't want to go Mahomes, didn't want to go sure. Brady. I said Kelce. He was way the hell off. It was an awful night for him.
Yeah.
And obviously Mahomes.
And we've been talking about Kelce. He's
not going to set the single
slipping?
Game record.
Come is
on,
he hurt?
Man.
What's
Dude,
going
he,
on?
It's amazing
he
how he gets wide
awesome
open.
Awesome in the playoffs.
There is no way the law firm of Greenlaw, Tranquil, and pardon me, not Tranquil, he's on the Chiefs. The law firm of Greenlaw and Warner are going to let 87 just roam completely free. No way, pal.
You'd think so.
I would think not to the point where he's going to have a single game receptions record, Chris.
You never know, Rich.
No, I think that's an overreaction,
right.
too.
Okay.
That's
right.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one.
Okay.
This record's going down. This record has been almost 30 years in the making. Christian McCaffrey's going to set the single game rushing record.
Over Timmy Smith?
Timmy Smith, 204 back in 87.
Are you out of your mind? What is happening?
You can run the ball on the Chiefs. We saw it. The Bills were doing it.
No way.
And McCaffrey's going to have a huge game. He has to have a huge game.
Do you feel
for San Francisco to be in the Super Bowl
I get it,
and
but
win
like
the Super Bowl?
Single game rushing record?
I think he's got one for like 70 in him, and then all he needs is a buck 40 more.
Dude, no way. Not a chance. I mean, no way.
No chance?
Come on.
There's not no chance.
A 200-yard rushing game in the Super Bowl from Christian McCaffrey after the Chiefs have come this far and played this well defensively? You think they're going to let him run for 200 yards on the ground,
Chiefs
Chris?
Chiefs D has been bending and bending and bending.
Oh, my
they
goodness.
They finally break on Sunday.
Gracious.
McCaffrey
these are the, these
runs
are the,
wild.
Would you bet that prop?
I'd probably get some pretty good odds on it. Yeah,
I'm
why
sure
not?
You would.
I think McCaffrey is a huge game.
So you think the Niners are going to win the Super Bowl?
I do.
You do?
I'm going to be one of the lone people I know.
All right.
I know I'm going to be out on that island. I'm going to do it.
Well, let's talk that a little bit further, deeper towards the end of this podcast, if there are still Chiefs fans listening.
They just want to tell me how wrong I am.
Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for an event near you. As for a big game ticket, how about $100 off when you buy a big game ticket on Game Time? There's a code, Vegas100. That's how you get your $100 off a big game ticket. Game Time's the ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase because you can see what all-in pricing means. You see the entire cost of your transaction before you purchase. You can find last-minute seats. You can also see the view from your seats, sponsored deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. It takes the guesswork completely out of buying tickets with Game Time. And right now, all Game Time users are going to get $100 off a big game ticket, again, with Vegas 100 being the code. Restrictions apply now. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Just download the Game Time app if you already haven't. Use the code VEGAS100 for $100 off a big game ticket. Or if you're not going to the game, use our code OVERREACTION. There's two R's in OVERREACTION for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Those are the best prop bets you can come up with, huh?
Well, they weren't really props. I'm just trying to think of crazy things that might happen. Okay. We haven't seen a record go down
now,
in a
while.
Now,
the one out of all of them that you threw out there, McCaffrey getting 200,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Kelce setting the single
catch record. Yep.
Both one of the quarterbacks throws multiple interceptions.
Yep.
That's the last one. That last one is the one that's most likely.
The two picks.
If we could switch up with a what's more likely. That one of the quarterbacks throws multiple interceptions in the game.
Yeah, I kind of feel that one's not bad.
Now, if it's Purdy, though, your prediction of the Niners winning, it's over.
They will lose big, I think, if Purdy throws multiple picks.
All right, we've reached halftime. It's all over. Usher's left the field. What do you got?
All right, just a few kind of looking ahead off-season
stuff. Let's look ahead.
I'm going to say the Eagles, Rich. It's not going great. Eagles are going to miss the playoffs next year.
Why do you say that?
You know,
Moore's coming in. Fangio. You have to admit they've upgraded at the coordinator position.
Did they? Because you thought that was going to work out for the Dolphins, right? You really thought that was going to be missing link down in Miami.
And did it not?
I know they had some injuries, but boy, it did not.
Okay.
And I just think, look, everything's kind of cyclical. Washington coming in, new regime, Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury.
The only reason why I would
Giants, are they healthy? Are they back?
I can't sit
Cowboys.
Here.
Cowboys.
I cannot sit here the overreaction Monday before Super Bowl 58.
They played in the game last year. It's kind of why
proclaim
I went
the Eagles are going to miss the playoffs next year entirely. I think they're still talented enough to make the playoffs. If they do miss it.
Jason Kelce retiring, most likely.
That is the one.
Yeah.
He plays at such an incredibly high level. I am sure the brotherly shove won't be as significant. I am sure there are things that Jason Kelce does with protections and everything else that aids Jalen Hurts in a way that we're unfamiliar with it. And clearly the running attack for somebody like him at the center position to pull the way that he does. I mean, and just go second level and maul people. And him doing it at such a Hall of Fame high level at this point, removing him affects so much that one would think his replacement just simply cannot provide everything that Jason Kelce has provided. That's the one missing piece for next year that would cause significant concern for me. But to sit here and say, that the Eagles are going to be two games worse, three games worse because of it?
Maybe.
You'd also have to think that whatever the hell on offense that they couldn't figure out.
Is A.J. Brown happy? Is he going to be an Eagle next year?
Oh, I think so. I think so.
Didn't think he was going to leave Tennessee.
I didn't think so either.
A lot of weird stuff can happen.
I don't know. I can't sit here. I'll call this an overreaction right now that they're going to miss the playoffs next year. It's possible, but I also just think it's too declarative a statement for me to agree to it at this point.
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm looking way ahead. Just having a conversation.
What else? I know that.
All right, how about this one? Jim Harbaugh, your boy. You love him.
My new neighbor.
Your new neighbor.
In both spots.
Bolt up.
They play across the street of NFL Network, and they're about to start practicing across the street of the Rich Eisen Show studios.
Amazing.
I know.
Going to win more games than John in 2024.
Okay. I can buy that.
Oh.
I can buy it.
I think they make a huge move in free agency.
And you keep saying, you keep smelling Saquon.
I'm smelling Saquon's.
But he's not
west.
A free agent.
Kind of is, right?
No, he's not. They're going to franchise
him again.
Yeah, of course they are.
They're going to work something out.
I mean, who's they're going to work something out?
These two teams.
That the Chargers will go get Saquon.
I think the Chargers, maybe it's not Saquon. They're going to go make a big move on offense.
Who is that?
In the backfield. Maybe they draft a wide receiver as well.
Adunze?
They're going to be explosive.
Cooper swears he thinks Brock Bowers. The number of times he says, you think Jim Harbaugh is going to draft Brock Bowers? I said, I think five's too high for him.
I think in a weird way, Kyle Pitts kind of ruined tight ends going in the top 10.
That's not fair.
It's not fair. It's an overreaction, but I'm just saying.
I absolutely think that Harbaugh can improve the Chargers. That would probably have to be what? A 6-7 game improvement?
Yeah.
Because the Ravens would, you think the Ravens will win 11-12 games?
Yeah,
so.
Maybe the Ravens, maybe they fall back a little bit. 10-7, 11-6. Chargers go 12-5.
12-5 would be a monster improvement. Monster improvement.
They're very talented. They just weren't getting tapped into the last couple of years.
Let me tell you something. Running backs are the way that you can make a big move. I have talked about how McCaffrey and the difference between what McCaffrey does for the 49ers. The 49ers under the Kyle Shanahan regime. Now, it's I'll say the stat and then point out why it's a little unfair, which is interesting for me to wait for me to set it up this way, is that because they're two games under 500 without Christian McCaffrey on the roster in the Shanahan era, which, by the way, started with them 0-9. So you got to throw that out.
Yeah.
Is that Shanahan inherited a system, inherited a team, inherited all this stuff,
yeah.
Started 0-9. So obviously that skews things. They wouldn't have been 0-9 had they had McCaffrey. But since they got McCaffrey, they're 26-6. They're 20 up. They're 2-under without McCaffrey in Kyle Shanahan's tenure. And they're 20 up with them. My point is this. I've thrown out how these numbers can be a bit skewed. But McCaffrey has been a game changer. A game changer. Where they are that much better. They're that much more stout. They're that much more super, potentially, by the end of this week. So that's why I said when Jerry Jones says all in, he's going all in. And players that they normally don't go all in on, that's why I said Derrick Henry. Yep. Derrick Henry changes everything, the running back. So Saquon here. But if you're the Giants, why would you cough him up? Why would you do it? Because you're not willing to pay him, and so the Chargers are going to be willing to pay him the contract?
Or what if, like Christian McCaffrey, Saquon becomes a trade deadline situation? Where
middle of next year.
Yeah, where it's just not going well again.
Well, then that wouldn't help say that this question is a proper reaction. I mean, I need to see something happen in March. Like, I need to see new league year type stuff. I need to see him here.
You know, the offensive line's going to be better. You know, they're going to be more disciplined.
No, listen, and you don't need to tell me about what he brings to an equation and how he turns things around.
What if they draft Blake Corum in the third round?
Not an overreaction. All right, Chris, you talking my language.
All right, Rich, last one. I love reading into this stuff. You look at social media, who unfollows who? Who's posting about who?
Okay.
The Commanders are going to trade up and take Caleb Williams first over.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all. He's a local kid. I think he would love to be a Wash. He's a perfect first draft choice of a new ownership group Washington, D.C. What better way to just put your marker down and say, ding dong, the wicked warlock is dead. He's gone. Snyder's gone. We're here. We hear you, Washington, D.C. We know what you're looking for. We know you want to get excited about a quarterback. We know you want to get excited about your team. We know we want to build a new stadium. We know we need to get everybody excited around here to make a deal with us for a new stadium. We know we have to sell out that stadium.
Yep.
We know
jerseys.
Caleb Williams is the guy. But you and I know it's going to be insanely expensive. But I don't think it should stop or deter the Washington Commanders one bit. Whatever that price is, you give it to the Chicago Bears. Who, if I'm them, though, I draft him and just say, too bad. You know, too bad. And blame it on the Carolina Panthers for sucking so bad. that the Commanders just were too good on a couple of occasions to cost them the first overall selection.
Well, early in the year, they ended the year losing out. Seven, eight games.
I don't think this is out of the realm. This is
Cliff
totally
Kingsbury
crazy.
He becomes the Commander's OC. And
now, the only thing
Caleb
that's the pushback.
Is putting in Instagram story.
The only thing that's the pushback is you say the Commanders will trade up to take Caleb Williams first overall. They just need a willing partner to do that.
Make
them
an offer.
They sure
refuse.
Will attempt.
Look at that. Congrats.
I know. For our listening audience, we're putting up Caleb Williams' Instagram story of showing
from Sunday
Cliff
night.
Kingsbury, I guess ESPN put him in a Washington Commanders zip up already. And then I was
tight.
Asking on
it
the air,
form
it's just
fitting.
Like, you know, it's a great looking, you know, form fitter. And if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, I'm thankful that if they took his head and put it on someone else's body, that's it. but long story short is, it's a match made for these two guys to be connected at the next level.
I think so.
It's a match made for Caleb Williams to go to his home area. It's a match for the Washington Commanders to tell their new fans that are back after they swore off the Commanders because of Dan Snyder that we understand you, we get you. It's a home run to mix sports metaphors. It is absolutely what the Washington Commanders should do. And my only counsel would be whatever the Bears want, you give because this is something no one will talk about later on. Honestly, and the perfect example is the following. Do you remember what the Chiefs gave up to go get Mahomes?
No.
Now, obviously, it's less expensive than what it would be for the Commanders to move up even one spot.
Right, they went up to 10, right?
Right. So we don't remember that stuff.
No idea.
Right now, if Brock Purdy wins this Super Bowl, it would push deeper into the memory hole stuff that's already been memory holed for so many Niners fans, which is what they gave up to go draft Trey Lance.
I already forget.
You know what I mean? Like that's
exactly
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's just,
for sure.
And it was expensive. It was three firsts, one in that draft,
yep,
and then two subsequent ones. And the Niners are in the Super Bowl anyway with the kid that they took last in the draft. The first draft after Trey Lance, you know what I'm saying? So
crazy.
So it doesn't matter. These things just they don't matter. We're not talking about right now all the draft choices that the Niners gave up for Trey Lance and McCaffrey. We're talking about how Purdy is the man who led them to the Super Bowl at the quarterback position with two very gutsy wins in the playoffs with Christian McCaffrey. We're not sitting here saying, oh God, they gave up so much for McCaffrey. We don't. So, Commanders, do it.
Do it.
I like it. Now, you think the Niners are winning? As of right now, I'm leaning in the other direction.
Yeah. We're recording this on Monday. I'm gonna say the Niners win a close one.
Okay.
Low scoring, close game.
Well, stay tuned for later on the Rich Eisen Show week. I'll say it later on there, and then advance of the.
I feel like what Van Pelt kind of told us on the flagship show. You're going to see basically everyone this week pick the Chiefs. And that kind of scares me.
Because why? Herd mentality?
Yeah. And there's those graphics of everybody taking, and then the other team's like, ha ha ha, we got the last laugh.
I know.
I'm just worried that that's going to happen.
Great season of Overreaction Monday.
Really,
we will
really
be
fun.
Back. We will be back right after the Super Bowl, day after the Super Bowl, a post season. Edition.
Let's go.
Of Overreaction Monday, brought to you by Game Time. For Chris, I'm Rich. See you later. See you from Vegas.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
And here's Lil Yachty with Tierra Whack.
I've never been to a fashion show. I never did any Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and I'll tell you why. Because I would always go to events and people would say to me, oh man, Yachty, man, I love your music, bro. And she'd be like, what song? At the time, I didn't love my music. I would feel like I'm in a room with all these artists and they all respect each other. And I feel like no one respects me.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.